This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But as I'm walking out to my car this morning, there's a car there, right? Lights on, door open. I'm like, oh, what's going on here? Who's up this early? And right. it honestly, I get up at 3:30, get changed, get everything. So it was about 4 when I was getting ready to leave. And had the blue vest on. It was an Amazon delivery driver. And I'm like, this early? And so I text my wife, no, is this true? Is this guy legit? But I see in his car all kind of packages. And I just wave nice. And he moves on. And he was delivering to my neighbor. And then I back up.
I think they work. There's certain shifts that are 24/7.
Well, I text my wife. She called me. She goes, that's nothing normal. I've asked for a 4 a.m. to noon delivery.
There's an overnight option.
Wow.
How do you think it's going to get there?
Wow.
They're hustling. Anytime they can pick up extra hours. 4 o'clock in the morning, let's do it.
Yeah, so thank you for delivering the packages. Yeah. And I was just questioning, like, who is this?
Somebody was dressed up as an Amazon package. Last night for Halloween, they were in all black, and they just taped the mailers. One on the front, one on the back. Oh.
So like, they were the package.
Yes.
Okay.
So like cool. That is original, last minute, DIY.
There was a little kid in my townhome area, and we had everything set up by the clubhouse. He was a little banana. But it wasn't a banana where you stick your face out of. It was a full banana with bubble eyes. And, you know, the yellow shoes and gloves. Like, this is the best banana I've ever seen in my life. It was almost like an alien banana because of the bulging eyes. And it was a cool kid just dancing, but it was kind of scaring some other kids.
You know, Fortnite has a character that's a huge banana that looks like that. I bet he was being a Fortnite banana.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. There you go. You know, I'm in with the kids. You know.
You're so hip, TJ. I don't know how we can... I don't know how we're so lucky to be in your presence every morning.
I'll tell you what that was, Bo. That there was a Fortnite banana.
Now I know. Thank you. I hope you did something for the first time ever on Halloween. What was it?
I'm so lame. I had never had a Jell-O shot before. I had my first Jell-O shot last night.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
You've never had a Jell-O shot? You went to college?
Yeah. I was an RA in college, so I didn't do anything bad. I was the goodiest of two shoes in college.
Dang. I was the RA.
Well, I lived at home before I became an RA, so I didn't even have a semester there where I wasn't an RA. I just... was a goody two shoes the whole time.
And did you enjoy it?
My friend's explaining to me like how to take it. She's like, you know, squeeze it. You know, if you got to like do the ring. And I'm like, how hard could this be? Oh my God, I'm sitting there for like 3 minutes struggling.
It's a method to it, of course.
I felt so dumb. Felt so cocky. And then I was like, why is this so hard?
Yeah. Do you have a spoon? This would be much easier if I could just spoon it out. No, you got to do a Jell-O shot.
What flavor Jell-O shot was it?
It was a creamsicle.
Oh, okay.
Delish. Yeah.
Would you have another one?
No.
Really? One and done.
Well, I don't really like Jell-O, so I think that's like part of the reason that I hadn't had one before.
Interesting. Now, whoever gave it to you, whatever house party, Halloween party you're at, they're probably like, she's a Jell-O shot snob. Yeah. Doesn't like mine.
You know what the other thing they had, though, was worms and dirt, like those little pudding cup sundaes with Baileys in it. Now that was good. Better than the Jell-O shot.
Okay. Wow. You got to invite us to this party next time. I forgot to bring in the sauerkraut to help our stomachs with all that sugary candy we had last night. Did you bring the sauerkraut?
No. I don't do sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut? Nope. Did you bring it?
Nope.
Oh, we forgot. We were saying, food experts, it'll help get some good gut health after all that sugary candy last night. So maybe, where would I go in town for the best hot dog bratwurst with some sauerkraut? Maybe I'll get that for lunch later on. Was it the Doghouse?
Dogtown.
Dogtown. Okay. All right. Keep that in mind. Great costumes were out last night. And I had the crazy alien banana that you said was from Fortnite. Mm-hmm. And I looked at the picture. I'm like, you're right, TJ. That was the banana, because it was a different banana I'd ever seen before. Right. What were you seeing? More of a...
inflatable outfits. Okay. I saw a lot of those, which I'm like, ooh, because I've looked into getting one of those. Don't ask. But I just think there's so many cute ones, but they're a little pricey. So, but that's probably why we see people use them at different things year round. Like, mm-hmm. remember at the eclipse, we saw someone running around in an inflatable dinosaur.
Yes.
It's like, man, I spent money on this inflatable costume. I'm going to wear it different places.
I saw a rocket ship inflatable yesterday where the legs were flames coming out of the rocket ship.
Nice.
That was unique. And then I saw a paper doll. So she was in all black and then had cardboard cutouts of the paper dress and a paper bow. And it had the little white tabs around it.
Wow.
It was so creative.
And you know, yesterday I was wearing the Beetlejuice one, right? But it was so warm in the afternoon. I'm like, no way am I wearing these pants. Because I walked out and I was sweating before I got in my driveway. So I went back in, just took them off, put on black shorts. And it's a... you know the judgies out there. Beetlejuice didn't have shorts. I'm like, it's too hot to wear the pants, okay?
Most people were like panting that came up. I went to a friend's driveway because I don't live in a neighborhood. So we hung out in the driveway and they had a whole table of adult beverages. They had watermelon margarita. They had frozen margarita in like churning in a ninja frozen thing. And then they had hot bourbon apple cider.
Nice.
Okay. And then a front table with candy and some little bottled waters. Well, those bottled waters were like gold.
Yeah.
People are walking up. They're like, oh my gosh, can I take one for my mom? So the waters were gone.
Uh-huh.
Waters went way quicker than they thought they would. So then the kids are coming up and they see this frozen machine on a table and they're like, yes, slushies. I want a slushie. And we had to sit there and tell all of these really thirsty families, no, that's adult beverages. This is an adult beverage. And the sad look on they're like, oh, like their face just, oh, like it lit up thinking somebody's got slushies and it's so hot. Like, no, but there's candy.
Yeah.
You want candy?
Now, someone's going to be listening going, okay, I'm going to have a family-friendly slushy machine next year. And then next year it's going to be so cold and so no one's going to want it.
They're going to be like, where's the hot bourbon?
Yeah, exactly.
Apple cider.
Ah, the kids wanted the slushies. That's funny.
They wanted the slushie.
Those are adult slushies. Let's make a part of the world's easiest contest for Kelsey Ballerini tickets. They go on sale today at 10 a.m. You can win a pair right now. It's so easy, the world's easiest contest, because we just told you. The answer is adult slushies. What did everybody want to cool off last night? But for the kids, no. If you call number 19 and say that back to us, you win the tickets. 585-252-WBEE. You know our number, 252-9233. And then with your Beat Morning Coffee Club, who's this?
Hi, I'm Kara.
Hey, Kara. Where are you listening to the Beat? What city?
I'm in Marion right now.
All right, what are you doing? Working, playing, dropping the kids off at school, getting coffee? What's
dropping
going on?
Dropping the kids off at school.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, heading to the carpool lane. Wave to everybody. Yes. Say, hey, I'm on with the B Morning Coffee Club.
I'm on with the B Morning Coffee Club. I'm 13-year-old in the car. I'm embarrassing him.
What's his
name? Doesn't matter. Anything you do is going to embarrass him.
What's his name?
His name's Tyler.
Tyler, good morning!
He said good morning.
Okay, he's like, I could die.
He's like, don't.
All right, here we go. Call number 19 in the world's easiest contest. So, TJ was at a Halloween street party where they had tables set up, the candy for the kids and bottled water, but that ran out, so kids were eyeballing what that they couldn't have.
The adult fleshies.
Yeah!
Sorry, kids. I know it's a hot night, but this isn't for you.
I'm jealous. I want one.
Yeah.
Trust me, so many adults. I was like, I think there's more adults out than kids. So, yeah, it was a big hit last night. Well, congratulations. You got a pair of tickets to Kelsey Ballerini.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. We won.
Tyler,
so excited.
You won. She's coming to the KeyBank Center February 6th. This is courtesy of Bowery Presents. Tickets go on sale this morning at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. But you just won them before anybody can even buy them to go see Kelsey Ballerini.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Are you going to take your son?
Oh, I surely am.
Okay.
He loves country concerts.
Good, good. And tell him he could be loud and proud. Everybody's screaming, having fun. So, yeah, get them all warmed up for Kelsey Ballerini and tell everybody who you love waking up and winning with every single morning.
The B Morning Coffee Club. You guys are so funny. I love it. It's a good way to just get the kids to school and listen to you guys.
All right, all right. We appreciate you making us part of your morning routine. Have you ever won with us before?
No.
First time winner! Morning Coffee Club, Thomas Redd. I bet he dressed up a big family group Halloween costume theme. What was it this year?
This year, they dressed up as the emotions from Inside Out. His wife's Instagram post says, Jiminy Mother Lovin' Toaster Strudel. We felt all the emotions this season.
Great idea.
Oh my gosh.
So his wife was Joy, and then he was Fear.
They are adorable.
He always does the family costume idea.
Yeah.
Thomas Redd and his wife there. So too cool. Inside Out movie too. Awesome. Love the idea. Any other country artists dress up really cool?
Well, Jason Aldean and his wife, Brittany, went as stepbrothers, you know, with the cardigan sweaters and the curly wigs. And it was a little disturbing to see his wife dressed as a stepbrother. And so but of course they nailed it.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. And then they did the pose like with Step Brothers, how you always see on the poster, where and he's standing above her.
Interesting. Both country artists use movie themes to create the Halloween costume. Yeah. Think about your favorite movie.
I wonder where they trick or treat. Like, right? Do they go to a neighborhood that isn't their own? And hopefully they stay anonymous and nobody knows it's Thomas Rhett and his family.
I mean, Thomas Rhett did have a very big mask on.
He had a huge mask on.
I think the country artists have some big mansion neighborhoods.
Do you think?
Yeah. And I know they give full-size candy there. I know they give full-size candy there. Come on. 92.5 WBEE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.